Sfarno, Parshas Kisavo. So the Parsha begins with the Parsha of Bikurim. They bring the Bikurim to the Kohen. So the Pasuk says, you go to the Beis HaMikdash, Vasal HaKohen Asher Yeh Beimei Mehem. You'll come to the Kohen that is in those days. So what does it mean by the Kohen in those days? So the Sfarno explains that it means whoever the Kohen is, even if the guy you're giving the Bikurim to is nothing special, he's not a Chacham, he's a Kohen, but that particular Kohen is not a Chacham at all, it doesn't matter, you treat him with great respect. As the Pasuk goes on to say, V'amarti lav, you tell him, Higadati hayom l'Hashem Elokecha, that you talk to the Kohen, and you say, I am saying today to Hashem your God, you're the Kohen's God. It means that's a way of talking with respect. You find that way of talking to Nevi'im, like, and to a Melech. That's to speaking that way. Hashem Elokecha is a way of talking to a person you respect. As an example, in Shmuel Aleph in Perek and Gimel, Pasuk and Gimel, it says, "Be'ikbetu kol Yisrael David v'yom Hashem Elokecha." So there's multiple examples. That's one. When you're talking to a chashav person, so you say, "Hashem, your God." So you talk to the Kohen and you say, Hashem, you got it to Hayom, Hashem Elokecha. You're talking to respect, even though this is a Kohen Asher Yeh Beimei Mehem, a Kohen that just happens to be around in those days, nobody special. Still you speak to him with kavod. Now why is that? This is the key. When you're bringing Bikurim, it's not like you're giving it to the Kohen, like thanking him for working the Beis HaMikdash for you. Bikurim are Hakaras Tov to Hashem, and the way what you do when you're giving to the Kohen, you're giving it to Hashem. And it's kind of like Hashem says to give it to him. Or he's the Shliach. Whatever the case is, you're offering these Bikurim to Hashem. So when you're speaking to the Kohen, so in that kind of thing, so then you're going to speak to him with great respect. It doesn't matter if he himself is not worthy of the respect. The Bikurim you're giving are being given to the Ribbono Shel Olam and to the person that the Ribbono Shel Olam sent to give it to, and therefore you speak to the person with great respect, which I think is a great Musar Haskel in general. You know, if you have a Talmud Chacham, so he's not the Gadol Hador, you don't think he's so great, but he's clearly a Talmud Chacham, probably knows more than you, let's say, but you're okay, he's not the world's greatest Talmud Chacham, and to say help someone out, carry his bags from, or I don't know, show some respect. Maybe it a little bit irks you because you don't think the guy is so great. When you respect the Talmud Chacham, it's the Kavod HaTorah, it's the Kavod of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if the person is a Talmud Chacham, even if he's not the Gadol Hador, when you're doing respect to him, it's a respect to the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, respect to his Torah, and therefore a person should do it with the right attitude. Not saying, oh, I don't know if he's that great, I should treat him such great. That doesn't matter. As long as you bona fide Talmud Chacham, that's the way you act. Anyway, you talk to him with great respect. And to show that you're doing it, that you're bringing the Bikurim to Hashem, that's why it says in Pasuk Dalet, you take the basket and you put it in front of the Mizbeach. This is to show that this is not really a gift to the Kohen. I mean, that's not the same. It's a gift to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're giving it to Hashem, and Hashem says to give it to the Kohen. Okay, then the Sfarno has a amazing pshat in Vidui Meiser. So the Pasuk, it's in, it's Sheni, and it says, when you finish taking off Meiser, all your Meisers in the third year, and you've given them all away, then you do Vidui Meiser, and you say, Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, I got rid of all the Trumas and Meisers from the house, and I gave it to the Levi, the Ger, Liyasa, Mamana. And then we dive in Ashkifa, Mimon, Kanshecha, Min HaShamayim, then Hashem shall look down on us and have Rachmanas on us. Okay, this is Vidui Meiser, which is usually translated as you're being misvada, which is technically admitting, but being misvada that you gave off all the trumas and meisers you were supposed to give. They've all been given away. They're not still hanging out in your house. The Sfarno has a totally different shot. He takes the word Vidui like you think about Vidui. Vidui on Averos. Now, what Averos? We're trying to say that you got the trumas out of the house. So the Sfarno says it refers to the fact that there was a chet ha'egel, and we sinned, and therefore the people doing the avod and the Beis HaMikdash are not my son, the Bechor. Or let's say me, the Bechor. All the Trumas and Meisters were supposed to stay right here in this house. I was supposed to be giving them to my son, the Bechor. Instead, I'm giving them out to other peoples, to the Kohanim and the Levim. That's Vidui Maisa, where we're meaning Misfada, we sinned. And therefore, Biarti HaKodesh Menabayis. I had to get rid of the Trumas and Maisas from my house because we sinned in Chet Egel, and therefore they can't stay here. And Vigam Nesativ LaLevi means even though I'm giving them to the Levi as Hashem commanded to me, it's only because we sinned. And therefore, we're davening Hashkifa Mimon Katshecha, that even though we deserve bad because we do sins, still, Hashem should look out on us, Latova. So that's a very unique pshat. That's a very nice pshat. Okay, the next pasuk we have, Hayom Hazeh Hashem Alakacha Mitzavcha. Hashem commands you to do the mitzvos, the chukim, the mitzvos. B'chol Levavcha V'chol Nafshcha. A phrase we're very familiar with from Shema. B'chol Levavcha V'chol Nafshcha. Sfarno has an explanation of what that means here. He says, B'chol Levavcha means with no doubt in Emuna. You'll have no suffix. Are you supposed to do Hashem's avoda? And then b'chol nafshcha, nafshcha means your taivas. That you won't be moved by your taiva. Because you'll be so, it's so clear to you that who the Rabbanu Shalom is and the gain of doing his mitzvos. So it'll be pashut. You'll do it with your whole heart and with your whole nefesh, your whole self. Even with your taivas, because it'll be so clear to you the Rabbanu Shalom and the toelis, the thing you gain from doing Hashem's mitzvahs, which is kind of close to Hashem. What else can there be? Okay, and then in the next parak, in Parak Chav Zayin, in Pasuk Tes, it says, Vayidabri Moshe v'akonim halavim, v'kla Yisrael emor. Moshe and the Kohen halavim speak to Kla Yisrael and say, Haskesu Shemai Yisrael, Hayom Azeni Yisrael l'Hashem l'kecha. Today you are Hashem's nation. Okay, so this is, there's a couple interesting things. Doesn't sound so unusual or anything out of the ordinary, but the Sfarno points out a couple of things. First of all, why does Moshe need the Kohanim Levim? What is this? Vayedaber Moshe, the Kohanim Levim. Moshe and the Kohanim Levim all said to the Bnei Yisrael, what's up with the Kohanim Levim here joining Moshe? We're used to Vayedaber Shem Moshe Leimor. Or Vayedaber Moshe El Kol Yisrael. This is Vayedaber Moshe, the Kohanim Halavim El Kol Yisrael. Why? And secondly, what is the word haskes ushma yisrael? Like, so the Targum Unkelus, which Rashi quotes, says haskes means listen, like pay attention and shema. Okay, Sfarno has different shots. So for the first thing, why is he mentioning the Kohanim Levim? So this is saying, what is this pasuk saying? It's saying the Moshe and the Kohanim Levim say to Klal Yisrael, listen, Klal Yisrael, hayom azeh niyesel la'am la'Hashem ukecha. Today you have become a nation to Hashem. Now, okay, the Gemara, he doesn't speak this out, I'll speak it out. The Gemara Bracha says that the way we become a nation is through the Torah, like the Gemara asks. Is today the day that the Torah was given? So the way we become a nation is through our bris with Hashem, our Torah, the Torah that Hashem gave us. So that's what it's talking about. So the Sfarno says, mentioning the Kohanim is because the Kohanim are supposed to be the people who teach Torah. So we mention them along with it, that the Kohanim say it, because we're supposed to, Moshe is giving chizik about not just keeping the Torah, but also learning the Torah, knowing the Torah. So, or he, in his words, Shite ifimo ha-kohanim lahazir al iyun batorah. To tell us about being ma'ayin in Torah, knowing Torah, learning Torah. And it mentions the Kohanim because they were the ones that had to know the Torah. So they say, Haskes Shema Yisrael. And now Rashi, I'm just telling you to bring out what the Sfarno is going to say. Rashi says, what do you mean, Hayom Azen Yislam? Today you became a nation. So Rashi says, basically, quoting the Gemara and Brachos, that the Torah should be to you every day as if you got it today. Okay, so this is what the Sfarno says with the word haskes. Sfarno says the word haskes means tzayer b'machshavtecha. Make a picture. Picture it in your eye. Not listen. Picture. Because there are psukim where the word, that word haskes can mean tzayer. In the Sfarno I'm using, it has the notes and it brings in, in the Cheskel, Parakhes Pasuk Yud Beis, the word there, it has sakios, where the Radak says means pictures. So haskes means to imagine. So you're talking about the Torah should be, today you became the Jewish people and you got the Torah and you have the Torah and every day should be like it's today. Picture that. It's not enough to know it. You have to picture it. Picture that in your head. Okay. You know, the Bali Musar speak about these things, about picturing, but here you have, according to this phone of the Torah telling you, you have to actually picture it. Think about it in imaginary, you know, imagine it in your head. Okay, then we have the the brachas and the, well, we have the arors, I should say. Now the pasuk says, Eli Amdula Varechas Am, these, they'll bless on this mountain and they'll curse on that mountain. What's interesting is, though, that the pasuk, so we know it has all these arror, but there was a baruch on the other side. So the question is obvious. So if they started off saying baruch, Asher Yakim is Devri Atara, then it's Arar, Asher La Yakim, whatever. So why did we only have the negative? Like, maybe just have the baruchs. Why all the arors? So the Sfarno asked that question, and he answers that because the main point was the arors. And why is that? Because he says most of the things listed as the arors were things that were done by the people who were in charge. Which is kind of surprising if you look in the list. Some of them are surprising that would be done by the leaders, but that's what he says. That many of these things were done by the leaders, and the aura was to make them, this is their curse, but we're not responsible for them. Like, there's no arvus. We're not guarantors of the leaders, because there's nothing anyone can do about it if the leaders are in charge. So this is an aura to make them, they are cursed separately. Klal Yisrael is not arevim for the leaders to control them. The leader is supposed to help the Jews do the right thing, but if the leaders are sinning, Klal Yisrael is not arevim lahem, again, because there's nothing you can do to stop them. He says it's in the Cheskel and Perichav Beis, Pasuk Vav and Zayin, you find many of the things, that are listed in this, in the Arors, and it was done by the leaders, so that's what it's about. Alright. Okay, then before we have the Klalos, we have the Brachas before the Klalos. So this Sfarno splits up just, he has the Brachas and the Klalos. We have a few brachas, then the klalos. So just like the klalos, he splits up into different time periods, the same with the brachos. That is, well, not exactly the same, but similar, that the brachos that are listed here, some were for Bayis Sheni, and some were for Bayis Rishon. So the beginning was for Bayis Rishon, that when it says, V'o alecha kala brachos ha'ele v'sigucha, you'll have so much bracha, ki sishma b'kol Hashem lokecha. That is, v'hisigucha means they'll catch you. That means you're not even trying. You're not doing hishtadlus. And you're still going to get tons of brachas. Ki tishma b'kol Hashem l'kecha, when you listen to Hashem. And the Sfarno says, when is that? When your Torah is keva m'lach t'charai. When you're mostly learning, that's the keva anyway, and your malacha is what you do on the side. Then you'll have the brachas without any hishtadlus. He says that was in Bayis Rishon, including what it says, it's all part of that Bayis Rishon list of brachos, because we know what happened with Alexander the Great, who met Shimon HaTzadik, and you know what he did. He bowed down to him. That's Ro'u Kol Amei Eretz K'Shem Hashem Nikra Lech HaViyori Mimek. He says referring to that, that they'll be in awe of you. And then continues brachos that are for Bayis Sheni. I believe it's starting from that next pasuk Yud Aleph, if I understood correctly. And he says, "Vosircha Hashem Latova." This is interesting, that Hashem will hosircha Latova. That is, you'll be more matzliach than average. That means, let's say, you have other people, not the Jewish people, other people go into real estate, and they're matzliach. Not they fail. They're matzliach. You will go into that job, you'll be matzliach more. Like, that's the bracha Hashem will give you for following the Torah, so then you'll be in, where others were matzliach, you'll be more matzliach. The hosircha Hashem Latov will be extra. You'll be more matzliach. Okay. So then, that's in the brachos. In the klalos, also it's split up over time. So he says that the, tochacha here is talking about the times of the Yevanim. The first, Bechukose was talking about Bavel, but here it's talking about, the beginning is talking about the Yevanim, the Greeks. Until it gets up to Yolach Hashem Oscha Vesmakcha, that he says refers to Aristobulus who went to Rome. And then from there till the Pasuk Samach Gimel is talking about Til Chorban Bayis Sheni. And from that Pasuk on is going about when we're in Gullus Ana Yom Hazeh. So in other words, starting Pasuk Samach Dalet is when we're already in Gullus, like it says, Vefitz Hashem B'chala Amin. And he says, now this is a kind of a Moshe Shmuz, he says that all this happens because, if you see it, towards the end of Bayis Sheni, they were having problems that people were not keeping, the Torah. They were changing the minhagim. Now, he doesn't mean minhagim as in like, kidneys, not that kind of minhagim. But we're not following what our way is. And he says, here's a bunch of examples. They invented Prusbel. Why'd they invent Prusbel towards that time? Because people were not keeping Shemitah. Not they weren't keeping Shemitah. Because they were not lending to people, which they were supposed to do. And they had to invent the Mai. Because people were not keeping Trumas and Maisers properly. And Sota and Eglarufa and all that stopped because people were sinning. And he says, basically, there was Shagavru Bali's Roa, the mafia took over. I was talking about a Jewish mafia. In other words, people with power, who were bad actors, they took over. And he says that they had, or either they did it themselves or they hired Goyim or they went to Goyish courts to, enforce their bad ways. If you're talking about Goyish courts, you're talking about after the Korban. And he says, and that's still going on today, he says, and that's why we're still in Golas. You got that? That's why we're still in Golas, he says. Because of this kind of thing, that the bad actors who are just being, when they owe money and they get the goyim through their courts to enforce wrong things, that's what went wrong then, and that's what's still gone wrong today. When the Baalei Zroa, people who intimidate and ruin things and for everyone and no one can stop them. Okay, then it's and also in Pasuk Samachas, remember this is in the Golas face, Makartem, you'll be sold. He says that what it means is you'll try to do a job. You'll try to get a job. The Ein Konen, no one's gonna buy, meaning because they're boycotting the Jews. They don't want you to have your parnasa. So that's the Ein Konen. And that's the end of the Tochacha. Okay, we'll stop here.